I don't often talk about European politics, but one of the things I will talk about quite a lot is Macron. I fucking hate him. You know, and obviously, we're definitely going to get a stream going about Trudeau. I want to also just remind you all, what did I say when the anti-Russian shit went as far as it went? I said, if you start recontextualizing the entirety of history, you're going to end up showing support to people you might not want to show support to. Because you know who fought Russia in the war, yeah? Well, when you see Justin Trudeau's government, the same government that was calling people honking a horn, domestic terrorists, and saying they were neo-Nazis because one flag with a swastika on it, which was obviously planted, was seen through a telescopic lens that a journalist just so happened to catch. They were Nazis if you didn't want to fucking acquiesce to state control. But then the other day, what did they do? They got up standing ovation for a literal Nazi. And by the way, not like, oh, he was conscripted and isn't it sad? Like a guy who was in the fucking SS. And in a division literally associated with war crimes and genocide. And they all gave him a standing ovation. And he was crying. Oh, I never thought I'd live long enough to be forgiven. I thought we were hunting them people down, weren't we? Weren't we rounding them up? Wasn't that a thing at some point? Guess not. Don't worry about it. So, as I said, there's no point in being a satirist anymore. There's no point. We have reached peak fucking absurdity. These governments, these politicians, these clones of each other that are just built in fucking, you know, tanks, like, and just put in charge of country because everyone goes, you can't vote for the other guys because they're bad. You gotta vote for this guy. It might not be perfect, but it's the best we've got. It's ridiculous. So anyway, there was an announcement, right, in French esports, which has been, of course, grotesquely misreported, because why wouldn't it be? Because no one can do no one can report esports properly. So I'll use a Jake Lucky tweet because it perfectly illustrates what's going on. There is a French organization called Carmine Corp. I'm guessing it's probably pronounced Carmine or something because it's French in it, but whatever. It's Carmine Corp to me. And anyway, they released a video saying they are getting a stadium and they're going to host between 10 and 20 esports events in France. Now, this was reported by Jake Lucky as they're building their own esports stadium. Wow, oh my God. Stop me if you've heard this one before as well. How many times are people just going to get caught with this grift? This isn't anything new. It's not amazing. Technically, DreamHack built one of the first ever stadiums specifically for esports when they had that building that they called the Dream Arena added onto the side of the building they use in Yon Sherping. It's nothing new. Remember when we were told they were building stadiums in the Overwatch League? We are renting existing stadiums because no one in esports would actually build a fucking building for the immense cost and outlay for so little return. So, obviously, we can just watch the video. Let's have a watch.
C'est ici que nous allons écrire notre propre histoire.
Trigger warning, may contain French.
Nous avons trouvé notre maison, une arène qui résonnera de nos cris, de notre passion et de notre dévouement. C'est là que nous ferons vibrer le monde de l'e-sport. Votre fidélité, votre ferveur, c'est ce qui nous a menés jusqu'ici. Et c'est ce qui nous guidera vers la victoire. À tous ceux qui nous soutiennent, à tous ceux qui ont eu foi en nous, je vous le promets, on ne vous décevra pas. Rejoignez-nous au cœur des arènes, car c'est ici que l'histoire continue. C'est ici que nous tracerons notre destin. Rendez-vous dans les arènes, ensemble, nous écrirons les pages de l'histoire du club. Pour longtemps.
Now, what's smart about this is they have made it look like they are building an arena because they've used footage. You can see that. Oh, wait a minute. There's like, you know, all of this going on. But what's actually happening is the arena is just being refurbished, essentially. It's been refurbished, expanded a little bit. Not, you know, that's just where it is. And because they want to fill it, they've said, listen, do you want to partner up and you can stick some events in this? And they've said, yeah, all right, then we'll take a lease and we will do 10 to 20 events. Now, for K-Corp, they do put on a good show. Everybody knows that in esports. Everybody says as much. I think they might even be nominated for Esports Org of the Year in the Esports Awards. Even though I'm on the panel, I haven't checked the final results yet. So, but they're good at getting a crowd together and putting on a good show, having a good atmosphere. They fill out the seats, and they know what they're doing. And probably them and Vitality. There's been a, pardon the pun, bit of a renaissance for French esports. And that's fine. That's all great. Is that people having a good time? If you manage to fucking pry pennies out of the notoriously tight-fisted esports audience, fucking good for you. Good for the industry. Not that I care. But anyway, what they're not doing is building their own esports arena. That's not happening. Now, one of the other things you have to be mindful of, which not a lot of people are talking about, why is France suddenly this hotbed for, like, sports events, esports events, loads of them, right? Like, we're having so many events in France that, you know, are coming thick and fast, and the French government are saying we want more of these, you know, we want this to happen. Well, I'll let me explain. France has decided they want to become like a hub for culture, you know, and which is fine. France is a very cultural place, historically. And they want to have all of these events going on. They've got the Olympics coming, right? So you want to have as many stadiums ready for the Olympics as possible. And one way to do that is you have events in France so people can fill up the stadiums and make money and then use that money to bring the stadiums up to code. So when the Olympics come around and all eyes of the world are on the greatest sporting tournament ever assembled, named after the gods of Olympus themselves, you don't get any criticism like some other countries have had down the years. That's what you're doing. There's also a political aspect to it in the sense that, yes, you know, Blaz TW gets it. Bread and circuses. It's a tale as old as time. What do a populace need to be content? They need to have bread on the table. They need to have enough. They need to feel that their lives are substantial, that their money's not being wasted. But they also need entertainment, because without the entertainment, they might start taking a closer look at other things above their little serfdom peasantry station and start thinking that maybe the political class ain't all they're cracked up to be, and this leads to revolutions and rioting, and they don't like that. So what we do is we give you, here you go, watch this. Shut the fuck up and watch this. And so Macron, who has presided over a time of, I want to say, almost record levels of civil disobedience, I'd be very surprised if it wasn't in like the last 30 years, where it has just been riot after riot, protest after protest, still things ongoing, problems with the police state, one of the lowest approval ratings of a French leader. And so obviously, the more and more these events come along and more the spotlight is on the positive aspects of, you know, French culture, French tradition, proud French sporting tradition, now esports, obviously the better. But I do want to remind everybody, right, of where we were at not that long ago, when the French police shot and killed a teenager and then lied about why they did it on the incident report form. Last time I talked about this on video, all the gamins came out, right? It was great. They were going, why didn't he just stop the car? There's video footage showing that he did stop the car. Well, yeah, well, why did he start it up again? Eyewitnesses said it started because the police kept beating him with rifles. Well, why was he even in a car in the first place? Yeah, I guess that means he deserved to be extrajudicially killed. You've done it again, gamins. You figured it all the fuck out. Anyway, well, last time I talked, I'm sure when this makes it to YouTube, we'll see all of the gammons again and all of that stuff. Look forward to banning you from the channel. But anyway, what he said last time, if you remember, want to get the exact speech. Okay, here we go. You'll do, PC Gamer. You'll do. Rich Stanton still pretending he's a journalist. Oh, you gotta love him. Hang in there, Rich. Anytime soon. So, he blamed video games, and I explained it to you why. This is a safe go-to, because what it does is it panders to a lot of the religious right, it panders to parents, it panders to traditional conservatives that don't understand the art form, and ultimately, not many liberals are going to take the stand and say, well, you censor video games, that's the same as censoring books or stopping us being able to see paintings or, you know, things like that. Nobody's going to come out with a vociferous defense of a misunderstood and unfairly maligned art form. That's changing culturally. Indeed, you know, we're only a few generations away from being, you know, video games will have been ubiquitous through all of human culture at that point for everyone who's alive. So it will change. There will be a sea change. But for now, video games, much like, horror movies, violent movies, these are something safe that you can go to blame for society's problems. And politicians need them. Because woe betide a politician should ever take some of the responsibility. That's not what they're in the business of. They only take responsibility when their job's on the line and then some underling has to jump on the grenade to protect the mighty leader because they might still want a job in the political system. So, he said, and these are the quotes, in a statement condemning the recent violence, calling the situation unacceptable and unjustifiable, Macron went on to point the finger at video games, among other things. The French president blamed parents for not keeping their children away from the riots, said social networks have played a part by inflaming tensions and being used to organise protests, and the coup de grace was the denunciation of video games. There is a feeling some are living on the streets, like in the video games that have intoxicated them. And I believe that he made a reference to Grand Theft Auto, because obviously the incident that sparked everything related to a stolen car. Now, it turns out, obviously, everybody was loving Macron in the world of France. Didn't he wear, remember I showed you, he wore the Vitality hoodie, didn't he? Wore that Vitality hoodie. Okay, and everyone went, wow, Macron, he gets us. Let's all go and meet him. And then all the losers like Nell and all the other, like, you know, barnacles on the side of the French esports scene, they all went and fucking met with the politicians and they all had, oh, I'm having a vol-au-vent, I'm in high society. Oh, look, there's calligraphy on the invite. I finally made it. And they all went and fucking bowed and scraped to His Highness. I always find it ironic when French treat politicians like the monarchy. You know, yeah, they're just, yeah, I don't know. It's sad when you forget your own history. But anyway, so now that we've got these huge projects coming out, projects that are going to make France so much money, Macron has now walked it back. Just like I said he would. I said he will go, he will denounce this and when it suits him. And now it suits him. Because remember, you want to stay down with the kids, you want to keep the youth vote, you want to show them you're hip, you're current, you get the technology, you get this, you get that. So now we put out some huge statement, which, let me guess, right? I'm guessing auto-translate's not going to work on OBS. So you're going to stare at French. Let's just see. I will use my knowledge of fluent French to read this to you. This is unironically what it said. I made the gamers jump. Now, what's funny is, I believe that the translation there is, I made the gamers rise up. Makes you think. Shout out to Gamergate one time. I made the gamers jump. I made the gamers rise up. However, I've always considered that video games are an opportunity for France, for our youth and its future, for our jobs and our economy. Now, let's be clear. This guy was denouncing video games as a societal evil and one of the causes of mass rioting in his country only like a month ago. But now, oh yeah, there's money to be had and votes to be achieved. So let me just walk back that very clear and obvious thing I said. I expressed my concerns at the end of June because video game codes have been used by offenders to trivialize violence on social networks. It's this violence that I condemn, not video games. And what he means there were a few tweets that said like, lol, blood is playing GTA in real life, you know, when with the stolen car, or lol, blood has got 5 stars, meaning, you know, he's achieved 5 stars in GTA. So he's saying that's really what he was upset about, that people would trivialize what was going on, when in actuality, what he really said was, not that I'm upset people would trivialize the death of a teenager, which is what he should have said, instead what he said was, it is the video games that are encouraging people to go out there and behave in a lawless fashion. That's what he did say. Video games are a culture, an entertainment, a spectacle. They are a ground for artistic experimentation, a fascinating learning space, mixing all the arts. Playing means listening to music, immersing yourself in stories, feeling emotions, traveling through time. It is exploring visual universes that write a new chapter in the history of art. The competitive practice of video games is a sport, an ecosystem, with true professionals, high-level gatherings and international tournaments that mark history, which forge generations around powerful values. Video games are places of sharing, where creators are passers-by and players are storytellers. Places for sociability and meeting, and with games with origins in the metaverse like Fortnite or Roblox. They are a place where you can not only play, but also attend concerts, see preview films, and even create. Up to several tens of millions of people connected together. This shows the global power of these platforms and these universes. Isn't it incredible? He gets it all of a sudden. Weird. He heckin' loves video games, guys. Video games are an integral part of France. Assassin's Creed and Dofus are creations of French talent. We are proud of it, and it makes it easier to access. With a cultural pass. I don't really understand that translation, but whatever. So, with the France 2030 plan, I want to accelerate this sector. We have done this in particular by significantly strengthening around 15 public and private schools, which are already among the best in the world. These will create new pathways, welcome more students, open new sites, and participate in the renewal of talents with an unprecedented social openness to ensure the succession of talent and encourage greater diversity in creation. So, in other words, what he means is, listen, I know I said gaming was evil and it was bad, but I did have a crisis on then, so, you know, forgive me. But now that I want to pimp out my new fucking 2030 social plan, let's actually forget about that, and let's all make money hand over fist, and let's get me re-elected. I don't know how people can fucking keep falling for this shit. Like, it's embarrassing, frankly. Actually embarrassing to see all the people that carried water for him with a media egg on their faces, and now they're doing the same thing again. Yeah, Macron gets it. Esports has never been better than under Macron. You're one tragic incident away from all of those esports events being cancelled, guys, and games being banned. Don't ever think otherwise. They do it in Germany. So don't think you're immune to it. Just because it's flavour of the fucking month right now. You're French and you vote for this piece of shit. You know, I don't know what to say at this point. He can't be re-elected. Oh, that's good. Can't have 3 consecutive terms. So I wonder what he's going to fucking do instead. That's the terrifying thing. Guess he'll join the fucking WEF. So, just to say, yeah, you all got again. you all got again. And it's just going to keep happening. Like, wait, people just have to wake the fuck up. I don't understand. I don't understand.